If you've got a church Bible, it's page 1172, and it's Galatians chapter 5, and we are going to start at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This is the word of the Lord. Sheena.
Let's pray together. Father, we pray that your Spirit would give us a fresh revelation of the kind and good God that you are. And Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit too will prompt us so that we hear what you have to say to each one of us tonight and strengthen us by that very same Spirit to seize the day and to apply to our lives what it is you're telling us, Lord. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Today we're on kindness. And Dan said, choose whichever the fruits of the Spirit you want to choose. So I did, and then he said, that's not the one I thought you'd choose. So, but here we are. There's an awful lot of talk around at the moment about well-being. Physical well-being, mental well-being, spiritual well-being. And organizations are granting well-being days and running courses to raise our awareness about healthy well-being and what that looks like. Studies have been done, research has been done, and some of the findings are telling us that being kind has a very positive effect. And that we should do more of it. Well, God had a prescription for increasing well-being, and that definitely included being kind, showing kindness. Being kind to others has been known to help boost our immune system. It elevates our self-esteem. It improves our blood pressure. It leads to a healthier heart. It lifts our mood by increasing serotonin levels, apparently even slows down the aging process and improves relationships and makes stronger connections, which indirectly boosts our health. And they're just a few that you can find on the internet. But there is no doubt that kindness has a positive effect. Kindness spreads itself around. It's contagious. And for me, God knew all this before there was all the research and all the scientific stuff done. He was urging us to be kind to one another. And I find it really interesting when I started looking into this to look at the language that Paul uses when he talks about displaying certain fruits of the Spirit in our lives as Christians. In Colossians, he says, so as those who've been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then Ephesians, he talks about putting on a new self. And then he says, be kind to one another. And that phrase, put on, encouraged me to start thinking of clothing ourselves that when we wake up in the morning, we've got to remember to get dressed spiritually and emotionally as well as physically. We need to be wise about the attitude we select to wear for the day. If you're married or you've got children or you live with someone in your house, you know sometimes first thing in the morning what attitude that person is wearing. You know sometimes whether it's a, oh, just put the kettle on and leave them alone morning, or whether they want to talk to you and chat. But he's talking about being careful how we are, because we are going out there into the world. And often our attitude is the first thing that greets the people we meet. So he says, put on kindness. And kindness has been described as love in action. It's not something merely emotional, it's practical, it's visible, and it's active. And the instruction is not to merely feel like being kind sometimes, but to actively be kind, to be intentional, to choose to be kind. And practicing kindness for me is a reminder of the verse in Philippians that says, don't merely look out for your own personal interests, but look out for the interests of others. And that phrase, look out, for me is really challenging and really important. It's telling us to get our mind off ourselves and to look at what's actually going on around us. So we are to put on kindness, just like we're meant to put on the other fruits of the Spirit. And the more I looked into kindness and what's involved in being kind, I realized kindness is a real strength. And I wanted to say that from the outset. Kindness is not a weakness. Kind people are not wimps or do-gooders. I remember when I'd passed all my counselling exams and I went off somewhere and I went off to talk to a pastoral team. And when I turned up, they said to me, "You're not what we were expecting." And I thought I'd be sort of, you know, Laura Ashley, twin set and pearls, and not have a northern accent and not be a bit more real and straight and whatever. But kindness is a strength. It's not a weakness. When we show kindness, it means we have intentionally put it on. And the reason that's important is because it's evidence of the Holy Spirit at work within us. And I know kindness can backfire, and I know it's risky, and I know sometimes our motives get misunderstood, and I know it's hard to be kind to some people. But nevertheless, we are told to put on kindness. And if we're tempted to stop being kind, we should ask ourselves the question that's quite sobering, and that is, would I want God to have that same attitude towards me? Would I want God to stop showing kindness to me? Because every single day we benefit from God's kindness. So having been instructed to put on kindness, which implies it's a choice, just as Keith mentioned this morning in his sermon, it's an actual decision of our will, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, that we are going to choose to be kind and not ignore the instruction. I read a good book, like you do when you're preparing for sermons. I read a book by Warren Wiersbe, and it's an old book, and it's called Be Free. And in it, he says this. He starts to distinguish between works and fruit. And he said, a machine in a factory works, but fruit has to grow out of life. And that for us is our fruit is growing out of the life-giving Holy Spirit that's within us. And we are to cultivate the fruit, and they are to be eaten by those around us. And our job is to make sure that within us there is a climate that allows these fruits of the Spirit to grow. Thankfully, we have the Spirit's help. We don't have to do all of that by ourselves. But I really like that description, and the more I thought about that description, the more I thought about it, that wherever you are and whatever you do in your week, there are people around us who are starving for love, for joy, for peace, for gentleness, for kindness, as well as actual food. And I know when I get that stirring to be kind, it isn't me, it's the Spirit within me. Because left to my own devices, I don't know what would happen. But when I've had that stirring, that prompting by the Spirit, I then have to be intentional and choose to follow through with God's stirring. Those of you who know me, I do 2 days here at church, and I work a couple of days a week for Riverbank Trust, who work with single mums. And I have to say to you that the effect that I've seen just being kind have on some of our vulnerable families and our mums on Riverbank, it's just profound. And we are not doing anything complicated, but we're encountering people who don't get a kind word said to them. Nobody says, "You're doing really great. How are you today? Oh, you look lovely." Some of them have come from homes where that's just not been modeled to them. And we're trying to love them and encourage them to take that and use that within their own homes. And it's a real lesson in not underestimating the effect that being kind can have. Being kind. Jesus was kind. You've only got to read about his ministry in the New Testament. Jesus was a kind man. And that's the strength. There's a proverb that says, if you can help your neighbor now, don't put it off until tomorrow. Wow, that is such a challenge. I know I have that little conversation with God where the stubborn northerner in me says, yeah, okay, I'll think about that tomorrow. Or, really, you want me to walk up to that person now? But that is exactly what that verse is saying to us. Kindness changes situations and people, including us. Kindness is empowering. Kind people reach out with the strength that they find in Christ. Why? Because kind Christian people, are a reflection of a very, very kind God. Kind people think the best of other people, and they look for opportunities to bless and to encourage and support, to be Jesus to people, to be the gospel. And that Christ-likeness that comes sets us apart from the world that we live in. And we are told that we are to be a reflection of our kind God. I was reading the story of the Good Samaritan, And you think you've hundreds of times, sermons, read it, all of that. But I read it afresh. And the Good Samaritan not only had compassion, he put on kindness. He was intentional in his actions. He gave no thought to his own schedule or his plans. And let's face it, he had been going somewhere. He was on his way somewhere. Seeing the man on the floor interrupted whatever he was doing and wherever he was going. And he gave no thought to any of that because he knew the enemy of kindness is often busyness. And he went over and he helped and he broke cultural boundaries to do so and he helped over and above what he needed to do. And if I'm honest within me, I was thinking, well, yeah, I'd have given him some water and a blanket and perhaps a bit of money and then come away patting my back thinking, I've done my bit there. I've just done enough. But that wasn't the case. The Samaritan gave over and above of himself, of his time, of his money. He wanted the best for the man he'd found beaten and broken on the floor. And it got me thinking, for one horrible moment, what would it be like if I'd never experienced God's kindness towards me? Doesn't bear thinking about, does it? And Paul in 2 Timothy says that one of the qualities of someone who is the Lord's servant is that they are kind to all. Kind to all. And that's not picking and choosing. That's not looking and thinking, well, I'm not going to help him. I'm not going to do that for her. Kind to all. And this means, going back to our original point, putting on the kindness. It's about taking time to bless other people, reflecting our Christ-likeness, showing people God, showing people Jesus by the way we are, leaving behind that fragrance of Christ. It's saying, this is who I'm becoming because I'm a work in progress and I'm being changed to his likeness. Because kindness is a reflection of our Heavenly Father in whose image we are made. And there is a real need for people to be kinder. What would happen tomorrow if you went to work and you were just kinder? Or you sat with your family tomorrow night and had a meal and you were kinder. If you were kinder to your actual neighbour next door or kinder to somebody in the bus queue, what would happen if we were kind? What would happen if this church was a kinder church in our neighbourhood? They're big things to think through. And we've not forgotten because we've just been singing about the ultimate act of kindness, which was the death of Jesus, giving himself up for each one of us. Be kind to one another, says Ephesians, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. And there is no doubt this world needs more kindness, more people who will step out and be kind. What have you got to lose? Somebody might get a bit grumpy, sometimes they do. But it's so good for your well-being. I started with that, and it's now been proven, but we all knew God knew anyway. It's so good for your well-being physically, emotionally, and spiritually. For me, Kindness does not have to be big things. There are people here who, when Roger was going through his chemo, cooked for me. Roger didn't feel like eating, but I did. And I got home from driving him off for his chemo sessions, and somebody had delivered me a meal. And that was amazing. So it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing. Small things are to be treasured. And when you look on the internet, like you do, and you Google kindness, and all this massive explosion of all these random acts of kindness, so lots of churches in the States a few years ago got into this random acts of kindness thing. And some of them I read, and they're a bit syrupy for me. But anyway, I found this one that blew my socks away, because how kindness is used is up to God. And sometimes it's not how we expected it. And there's a story about a pastor in the States who was in a restaurant and could hear a mum and two children on a table. And she was saying, look, we don't have much money, so we're going to share pudding, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And he thought, gosh, she's struggling. So he went off to pay his own bill, and he said to the waitress, listen, I want to pay their bill. I want them to have ice creams each. I want them to pay for the whole thing for them. And he did. And just as he was going, the waitress said to him, why? What on earth are you doing that for? And he said, well, he said he had that moment, in for a penny, in for a pound. And he said, listen, I'm the pastor of a church just down the road. And he mentioned the name of the church. And he said, I just want to bless her and be kind. And all week he thought, this woman's going to ring me. She's going to say, oh, thank you. And the kids love the ice cream, whatever. Nothing. So he got up on Sunday, stood in his pulpit and looked out. And there was the waitress at the back. Because it had all been about her. That's what it had been about. And God can use your kindness. And sometimes in ways that you do not expect. And if we're honest, we will have numerous opportunities this week to be kind. And I look out at you and I see so much potential for going out this week and being kind, for putting on kindness. And even as I've been speaking, who or whatever situation the Spirit's been bringing into your mind and laying on your heart, do it. Do it in His strength. What will you choose to do about it? Will you put on kindness this week or any of the other fruits of the Spirit? Amen.